sure motherfuckers know I'm imitating. Fuck. I used to be able to do that shit. Rip it raw.
Rap God?
Yeah.
Is being able to do Rap God impressive?
I don't know, because so many people have like taught themselves to do it, because it used to be like, oh my God, you can do Rap God?
Yeah, I remember when that was the case. I think being able to do... But it's the same verse every time. I think that's what makes it unimpressive.
Yeah.
If you were able to do your own words to the cadence of Rap God, that would be kind of cool.
Oh yeah, that'd definitely be very impressive.
But you could go so fast and you could hide it. You could hide it and just say absolute gibberish. There was a news article I saw about that. It was, who was it? It was either Kanye or Eminem. It was Eminem's, like, the Kamikaze album. And some journalist needed to get attention for them to not be fired or something. And they were like,
yep.
Rap really just can be gibberish and it will pass. Because they didn't get it.
Yeah, they did. They don't get rap like us.
Or they would like, they don't.
So they're not like us?
That sounds so... Fucking hell. Anyway. It would be like, they would isolate his bars that were jokes.
Okay, yeah.
And say, this doesn't make any sense, when they weren't supposed to.
It's like, what's the point of this? This has no point.
Yes.
Okay.
I have learned recently, while trying to write song, that I shouldn't be trying to do traditional things. Because traditionally, in music, repetition is good. And having very thought out song structure. I can subscribe to the song structure thing, but I hate repetition.
Okay, yeah.
But that's just me.
You don't like repetition? Okay, yeah, no, that's fair enough, I guess.
Hmm.
Got to find your own kind of style.
Yeah.
Would you say the style that you were thinking you were going to do before you started is different to what you're doing now?
No, not really. I'm still on the same.
Still on the same
It's
stuff?
Just more developed.
Yeah. You've got a clearer picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's... Okay, yeah. No, and fair enough.
I think based on my ability to consume all the genres at the same time...
Yeah.
I might end up crafting something that is unique, and I think that's very cool.
Okay, no, yeah.
I played it for Lexi the other day. She was like, you sit here at uni, what are you doing? Is this for a class? She just assumed I was doing classwork the whole time, but it was music, and I was like... No, I just do this.
The entire time she's been thinking I'm an IT student. And I'm like, damn.
I mean, you've never told her what you do.
Yeah.
And you are just, you hang out with me a lot, so it would make sense to assume that, yeah.
I'm always crafting away on something on
my
laptop.
Is that a bad tag to hold? You know what?
It was more that Julian was like, yeah, because it's look like you look like an IT student.
I don't think you do.
And I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's Julian. Not very nice. The I think
I
the
don't have beef
is,
with IT students, but there I are do. Some. Yeah, well, you can because you're an IT student. But there are some who are the stereotypical IT student that look a little bit.
They exist, bro. The stench.
I've seen them.
The stench is real.
I've got a class right next to the esports room, and holy moly,
creatures.
Holy moly!
Are they like when you go? They're like when you go 20,000 leagues under the sea.
No. you see the weird ass fish, fish that are like alien life. Yeah, and they got the big fucking eyes.
Yeah, there are some dude. I am one. I'm allowed to be a self-hating IT student. There are some weird motherfuckers. Week one of every course is ice breaking and trying to make you talk to each other.
Because I've got a lot of geology students in my course.
Ah, yes, the IT students of the science
world. Some of them are odd. Some of them are very odd.
Yeah.
They just sit there and lick rocks.
Dude, there's a class called Rocks, and the engineers do it.
Yeah, that's this. It's like the main geology. It's like the geology intro course.
It's like really, really hard, apparently.
It can be pretty fucked.
They call it Rocks. It's like mediums of shit. Mediums.
It's one of like the introductory geography geology courses.
Hmm.
Yeah. I've seen it. And then there's the rocks room, which I've had a lot
of
classes in.
I've done a class in there. It's just full of rocks and it smells.
It's just the benches around the side of the class are just rocks.
Yeah, it's just coming out. And it feels like while you're in there, you're just breathing in like sand particles.
Yeah, it's very like, because it's in like an old building.
Do they have rollers in there? You know how you roll rocks to make them polished?
I don't think so. I think that's different
because
geology.
That would make sense as to why the air is heavier in there. It feels like
I wonder
gravel.
If geologists hate that shit.
What, the rolling?
Yeah.
Like the sound of it?
Yeah. Well, no, just like what it does to the rocks.
Oh, like their rock empaths?
Yeah, because it strips a lot of stuff from the rocks.
Yeah, but isn't
it
the point...
It kind of just turns into a shiny, smooth stone.
Yeah, that's the point though, right? I've seen the crystal girl on the TikTok do
it. But you're getting rid of all like the sediment layers and like all these... Or like this years of life from the rock, if that makes sense.
Yeah. It's the downside of making the rock smooth for when they go up your bum. Because you don't want to put the jagged ones up there.
No. No, I wouldn't. If I had to put a rock up my bum, I want a rock that's been rolled.
Well, isn't that what geology is all about? Yeah, anywho.
My mum was a geologist. Shit. Whoopsie.
Whoops.
Sorry, mum.
I would have said it anyway.
No, she wasn't a geologist. She was an archaeologist.
Well, that's different. That's a lot more. That's Indiana Jones.
There's a lot of rocks.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's... Have we talked about people getting stuck in caves?
I can't deal with that shit, man.
There was a video I saw of... There was a hike. It looked like somewhere in America. Yeah. Like the mountain area. Like...
Rockies?
Grand Canyon looking shit. Yeah, that kind of thing. Or Utah. Or so, I don't know.
Yeah, I think the Rockies go through... No, do they go through Utah?
Is Utah flat?
Utah, I think, is pretty flat.
Oh, well, anyway, it was the start of a trail, and you couldn't really see the mountain. It was just, like, open desert.
Yeah.
And it was, like, beware. There was this, like, wooden sign, wooden posts up.
Yeah.
It was, like, if you can't fit in between these two, don't go on this wall.
Oh, I think I've seen that.
Because you'll get in trouble.
Is that when they're going through, like, the canyons?
Yeah. It's, like, tight squeezes all the way through. And then some dumb person... said, how dare these hikes be fat? It had to be ironically a joke because it was like, these hikes, these nature experiences are fat phobic.
Yeah.
And we should sand down the rocks so fat people can fit in here and enjoy it. And it's like, it was either someone who's really dumb or it's like the most well-crafted shitpost bait ever. Because it annoyed me. Like, I didn't do anything about it.
So I thought this guy, I saw this post and I thought this guy was like rage baiting or just shitposting. So it's this news.com like TikTok of this Serbian guy. He goes into like a bear hole.
And I saw that as well.
Did you see the comment? Did you see the first comment from the guy who was like, oh yeah, this manga, Golden Kamuy, I read and it says if you go into a bear hole, the bear won't attack you.
Everyone was joking about that. Bears don't attack you in their own home.
Yeah, but this guy was referencing it from a manga.
Yeah, I heard of Golden Kamuy.
He legitimately is like, I've learned all this stuff from manga. Which, okay.
Wait. Was the top comment the guy who posted it and was the guy?
No. This was a news.com article, like a TikTok from news.com, and he had commented on it.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
I think I saw a different one. Or like, was it like some white guy? He was kind of blonde, white hairish.
Yeah.
And he looked actually scared.
Yeah.
One of the comments I fished through, it said it was a domesticated bear. In amongst all the people being like, bears don't attack you in their own home. Which makes no sense.
You know, I don't want to fucking risk that. I feel like a bear's more likely to attack you if it's in its home.
So I made a joke about him stealing all the porridge.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, okay,
well,
that's funny.
I feel like, isn't that whole story about the bear not liking it?
No, so isn't... Well, because all those are like Brothers Grimm's.
Yeah, but
and those are fucked up.
Yeah, but that was the kid didn't get eaten.
No, Goldilocks gets eaten in the original one.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. So then the bear doesn't like you being in its home. I don't know why the bear would be fine with that because aren't they territorial?
Does she get eaten or does her father kill all the bears? I can't remember.
Well, if the father kills all the bears, it's probably because the bears were getting amped up. Amped.
Bears were standing on business.
Yeah, well. If a bear is... you reckon it's out of fear?
Are you saying a bear is 10 toes down?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. If a bear is territorial...
No, 20.
It would... Oh, because it's...
Yeah, they're on a
four
legs.
Yeah, but bears walk around on 2 feet sometimes.
But they look odd when they do that.
They look funny either way. They bears, look too big to be on four or too
bears,
silly.
It's either bears or monkeys are my favourite animal. And yeah, to be specific, orangutans.
Orangutans.
I fuck with them shits. The ones with the big face...
Yeah. I think I liked them, and then we watched that Planet of the Apes movie, and I liked them even more.
Planet of the Apes makes you like monkeys more.
Yeah.
Because they're awesome.
But it,
and then you got that small little one. I forget this tiny. What's his name? And it had that. It had like the TikTok edit of it looking up and going, "Oh no." And then, or it'd be standing in the snow in its hat, and it like it's in the distance, and it just goes, well, "Thumbs up."
Yeah, bro, monkey. It'd be so much easier.
Just life, just being a monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they become Did they become immortal in that movie, or did they just become stronger? No, they became smarter.
Yeah, they came smarter, and
yeah, that was it, dude. I don't know. Being a human's cool. Being a monkey, it's pretty hot. So yeah, but bears on all four, they look too big and fat to be on all four. But then they look too tall to
They look odd shaped. They look like a beer bottle.
Look like a beer bottle. They're designed to be sitting on their ass like a panda bear. Yeah. That's the only way they look normal.
And they just look so friendly, but they will just tear you apart.
Yeah, so is there... I'm not going to Google it. I'm going to keep speculating.
Yeah.
Is it because they don't want to fuck up their home? Their hole?
I want to Google
Do bears
this.
Even do holes in the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't think they dig them. Well, they might dig a little bit, but they're usually like natural.
They repurpose fallen over tree root hole areas.
Yeah.
I could vibe check a bear. You get me a six pack or something and a bear, and we'll be chilling out like the ad where the bear's drinking the 4X summer. You know? I'd be chilling. New shit. Oh, you're Googling the bear thing?
Yeah.
I reckon, well, a lot of things came out since we recorded, because we are still trying to catch up with our backlog. And I'm just going to list out some of the things that I've listened to. One album I didn't get to listen to, because it came out too recently, and it didn't get up in the list of my...
Do not go into a bear's cave.
Okay, well, I feel like that's a fucking given.
Yeah. I had a feeling that was going to be, yeah, like, there's no way you can just go into it. And the bear's like, ah, shit, he's got me.
Yeah, it was such...
Fuck.
It's like taking the guy's king in a game of chess. He's just like, oh, what do I do now?
The bear just sits at the door.
Dude, that...
it's like, what have you...
Like, you can definitely find this video. What would the keywords be? It would be like, in
man
in
bear hole.
Man in bear hole.
Rule 34.
And he just like, he doesn't just walk out of it. He's like stunned for a bit. They're both stunned. And then he eventually like tries to get out past the bear that
doesn't
move.
To be fair,
it.
If and I was the bear and I looked into my hole, my home,
yeah,
and there's just a dude in there, be like, what the fuck?
Dude, okay, when I have caught home invaders in my home, I don't like it. And I attack and get out. I get them out. I imagine it's the same for a bear.
But you're just not your average bear.
I'm Yogi bear.
Picnic basket.
Pignig. Nah, I'd be Boo.
Yeah, I like to poo bear around sometimes when I'm home alone.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's liberating in a way.
You mean walk around shirtless with your hand in a...
No, with a shirt on and nothing else.
Oh yeah, I was doing that, dude. I got home from swimming this morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I had my budgie smugglers on, but I had a big shirt over it, so you basically just had a shirt.
No, I just walk around with shirt, nothing sometimes.
Oh, okay.
When I'm home alone.
No.
And I don't walk out onto the driveway like...
No.
Rawr!
No.
He
patrols his whole suburb shirt only. he keeps the crime off the streets and he keeps the kids...
I would be a crime.
...entertained.
Okay, what? What do you mean?
You ball with the kids. You play basketball.
With clothes on.
With only a shirt.
With maximum clothing.
If they're lucky, he's wearing the black socks that used to be white. And there's like holes in the bottom. Because he walks around the street in socks only. Oh. No shirt, socks only. Like that, just like the socks. Guy from Breaking Bad.
Walter White?
Yep.
He has underwear on in that as well.
I'm just imagining he didn't. Dude, I feel like I got budgie smugglers. I feel like $1 million when I'm wearing them.
Yeah.
I feel good.
Budgie smugglers do something to you, man.
They make your bum look nice.
I did love like footy players wear them all the time.
Yeah, I noticed that. I don't know how I feel like they'd chafe.
Well, I think if you're just wearing them for a game, you're fine.
That's a good point. Maybe they've got Vaseline up in their tree trunks.
And they usually have a bit of thigh gap. Well, not some of them don't.
Some of them are fucking...
I don't think a prop is usually running around with budgie smugglers on.
I mean, where does Rudolph for the Sharks play? Because he was wearing the chilly ones and he got pants like three times.
Yeah.
Also, Cowboys lost.
Yep.
Yesterday. Cowboys very lost. Sad. I have no more dogs in the fight. The Hawks lost out of their some miracle finals run.
The Brisbane Lions
are playing Geelong tonight. That'll be how you date this episode.
Yeah.
This should come out not next Monday, but the Monday after.
So.
Hopefully.
Let's hope it goes well.
Hopefully, uni has started for me, and hopefully the subjects I'm doing are as easy as I think there are.
That'd be good.
Yeah. So stuff that came out. I was going to list them off. One I haven't listened to yet, but I'm looking forward to, is Love the Ominous World by Blue and Exile, two underground rappers doing a collab.
Okay.
Future Tape came out.
I did listen to it.
What was it called again? Future Pluto?
Yes.
Something like that. it was a Future album. No features on it for some reason.
Yeah.
It was rumored there'd be a Travis Scott one at least. It said and more. So I'm wondering if he's trying to print money and just then put all the features on the deluxe. Yeah. And he just took all their verses off the songs. So there's like the same number. I don't know. Alchemist dropped a genuine articulate. Good production as per usual. I think he's still trying to find his feet lyrically for his rapping because he started rapping.
Yeah.
Well, he's been rapping for a while, but yeah, I've only ever... Yeah. I didn't know about Gangrene, his little group, which is a lovely name for a duo.
Yeah, that's a nice name, Gangrene.
Shitty Boys dropped Three Man Weave. That
Shitty
is Baby
Boys,
Trunks.
Three Man Weave.
Yeah, it was actually pretty good. I listened to it on one whole run I did.
Yeah.
Conductor, Williams, and Ray the Imperial dropped in all caps Operation Flamethrower.
Yeah.
Pretty good underground. Nice soul boom bap beats. The guy has an interesting voice. So I like rappers with funny voices. Potsu dropped Me When I Watch Bluey. And he's like crying on the cover for it. It's very, I don't know, very sad instrumental stuff. It's vibe shit.
Fair enough, yeah.
And lastly, from all the things I could find in my quick scroll through my recent albums, Ransom and Conway the Machine dropped Chaos Is My Ladder 2.
Okay, no, fair enough.
And No Hands Deluxe came out. They did a cover of 365 by Charlie XCX.
Whoa.
With the drums are just better, but all the words are the same. It is literally just they bought the song rights to be able to do a cover.
Damn.
I don't know what that cost them.
That would have cost a bit.
I was like, oh, sick, they're going to have their own verse over it? No.
Nope. Nope.
No, not at all. Yeah. The cover is just them with their hands on no hands.
I did see that.
Pretty good tracks off it. Pineapple Fried Rice, Freaks, Can't Stop Now.
Wallabies also played today.
The Wallaby. Okay, we are either going to have... This could single-handedly save this weekend for Australian footy. Because I think the Sharks knocking out the Cowboys in Shark Park is un-Australian. It just shouldn't be that way.
There is not a team I hate more than Sharks.
Yeah.
And that is simply just because of Paul Gallen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair enough. Dude, it's straight up. It's like One Piece. They go to Arlong Park. It's like if the Straw Hats just all got killed by Arlong right then and there. and the journey ended. You know, that is what happened yesterday to the Cowboys.
You know how that works? Because that's where I've got up to on One Piece. Did you finish the Arlong Park thing? Yeah.
Arlong Park ends pretty strong.
I don't know. I should probably...
It's okay. To be fair, it is like climbing Mount Everest, starting One Piece.
So I
get it.
But I've started reading a 15-book series. I don't know what my excuse is.
Time is rare. I need to finish the book you gave me. Because I'm enjoying it. I just don't have time to open it.
Yeah, you're on a tear for a bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how it goes normally.
Fair enough.
I half finish all my media, except for music.
Yeah.
Elden Ring.
I've actually got so many TV shows.
I'm so behind on Elden Ring. I'm up to episode 1 to 2 or 3 of many, many things. Music, I'll finish music. Oh, actually, the Big Sean album I didn't finish.
I do need to finish Breaking Bad, Yellowstone.
I don't know how you have the time to do this.
Dexter.
House is one of the ones I've watched the most of, maybe next to Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Right.
House is good. House is good. It's like what I liked about the Sherlock TV show.
Bro, that show was so good, man.
Sherlock?
Yeah. The BBC one?
Yeah, that's with Benedict Cumberbums. Yeah.
That was really good.
Benedict Cum in the Bums.
That show was like formative for me.
Yeah.
Because I watched it like way too young.
Same.
Because my dad was watching it on TV at midnight. And you know, season spoilers, but this came out like 10 years ago.
I don't know if I've even finished the most recent season.
It's not good.
No, I know. That's the thing. What a change. Did something change?
Is it the end of season two? Sherlock kills himself?
Yeah. It's the Reichenbach Fall.
Yeah, the Reichenbach Fall. That was like, because I hadn't seen anything else of Sherlock. I actually thought he died then. Mm. And I was like, that's like the first time I've seen like the hero lose. And it formed a lot of my opinions later.
That's how it happened in the... I've read some of the book. That's how it happened. He faked his death at the waterfall place in the Alpine area. Yeah,
yeah, Reichenbach Fall.
Yeah. Except this time it was in London.
Yeah, it's very... It's interesting how they change like the setting of the book to like modern day London.
Mm.
I found that very interesting and very creative.
You know what pissed me off about that show? Watson's wife.
Oh, she was a spy?
Yeah. Was she always a spy?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That was the thing. She'd always been a spy.
Broke my heart. He didn't deserve that.
Yeah, that was good. What's good another? Show.
It made me...
That first episode of that show is so strong. Where it's like the taxi driver. And he's like, there's like two pills, and one's poison, one's not.
Yeah, he traps Sherlock in a game, and Sherlock wants to win the game. So instead of walking away and not killing himself, he takes the chance.
There's some really.
But then it ends up being visually, you can see one of them has less things in it.
Yeah.
That's how it was solved. It had less toxins.
Yeah.
I think, you know, when you're young and you watch, here's an example, the Cars movie.
Yeah.
And then for the next few days, you are Lightning McQueen.
Yep.
I watched Sherlock so early, I was like, I'm Sherlock now. And I started being a super smart.
You know what? I'll write that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Dad walked in on me lying on the floor of my room, staring at the ceiling. Like he did in one of the scenes. And I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, fair enough.
I was just like, I'm meditating.
Yeah. Yeah. I just need a... Yellowstone is really good. But
it's about land disputes.
The thing is...
It's not about cowboys.
Yeah, it's not about cows. But
should be.
The characters are very complicated. And you know where you get like in a show like Breaking Bad, you get an anti-hero. Mm. Like you've got Walter White, who's an anti-hero. Or is more of just a villain.
Yeah, he turns into a villain throughout the series, doesn't he?
But he's likable. You still like him he's and you likeable. Root for him. But fuck me, man. The main characters in Yellowstone are just cunts.
They're American, right?
All of them are just... No.
They're American.
All of them are just like...
What do they have in common? Is it their pricks. American heritage?
No. They're just fucked up family, man.
Yeah.
Like, it's... Yeah. Good, though.
I feel like I could never watch TV shows, but hearing about them...
Yeah.
It's like Julian's whole thing about, I don't watch the movie, I watch the review that takes 10 minutes. Hearing about them is enough for me.
I don't know, it depends. I like watching reviews of stuff, but it has to be something I've watched. Because then I'm like, what? This review does nothing for me.
That's true. There's this guy, he does really good reviews of like artists.
Yeah.
Like as a whole.
Anthony Fantano?
No. No, it's this guy who used to be a devout Christian and now he's like not one anymore. And he's just like, talks about music. And he did one, he did a good one about like Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah.
I think he did one about Kanye. He did one about a bunch of like, and then he did one about Billy Woods. And it's like the best rapper you've never heard of or some shit like that.
Oh, wait, I think I've seen that like pop up on my recommended.
It's a really good video, but I don't know, you probably would have to have listened to some Billy Woods for it to mean anything. But he does play the music throughout and he talks about verses. There is this beautiful, beautiful verse on the song called Stone Fruit. And it, the start of it is like a guy talking about like government and he's like singing this like eerie tune about his place in the world. And like, what's the fucking word? Social justice? Shit like that.
Yeah.
Just like conscious singing, stuff like that. And then Billy Woods comes in with this beautiful, grim verse about abuse
Damn.
From like a lover.
Damn. Damn.
And it is...
That's not what I was expecting.
It is the kind of, like, you can listen to it and you could, like, sink into the floor listening to it. Oh, and shit. And it's so relatable, man. Anyway, it's a great song.
Well, fair enough.
But at some point, there's an interview where he talks about where music all needs to be... He's a nihilist, kind of.
Yep.
And he has very, like, sad themes of existentialism and shit. And he's just like, yeah, if your music doesn't have, like, a sad, like, little bit of, sad theme to it, it's just not real and it's not human. And I'm just like...
Okay, get that. Jesus that is Christ. An opinion.
Because even his, like, happy songs are still very somber.
Yeah.
Anyway, check out Billy Woods. I told Jaeger was like, dude, no one, best rapper ever, no one has been good since the Wu-Tang Clan. And I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
From there, it has been downhill drastically. And I'm like, bro, have you even listened to
Jaeger
Billy Woods?
Knows about the Wu-Tang Clan?
Jaeger's
on 36 Chambers.
Jaeger listens to everything just as much as I listen to everything.
Holy shit.
But he listens to more deep cut weird shit than I will.
I didn't realize.
Even though I like the deep cut weird.
Yeah, he listened to
Wu-Tang. He dives deep. I was like, bro, hit up Maps or Hiding Places and come back to me. Because I prefaced it. I was like, I don't recommend Billy Woods to everyone because I know people won't like it.
Yeah, it's very different.
But I was like, surely one day I'll be like, hey, did you listen to that? And he's gonna either be like, no.
No.
Or he'll be like, yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And he'll be one like that. Album of the week. Do you have one?
Yes. I just need to remember the name real quick.
I have mine. It's called...
Yep.
Shit. It's by Addy Oasis.
Yep.
It's called Lotus. Lotus Glow. Very beautiful. Soul-y. It's jazzy. It's like indie poppy. R&B. It's like, I don't know, it's like bedroom shit.
I think, like, one of the first episodes of this podcast, I did a different album for this duo.
Mm-hmm.
Bliss and Esso, Circus in the Sky.
Oh, you were playing it when I walked in.
Yeah.
It's a good album.
I know, I was thinking about, why was I thinking about Australian?
Dude, I was thinking about Australian hip-hop recently.
Someone was talking about Tricky Mac.
Oh, The Yard.
Yes, that would be podcast.
Yeah. Dude,
I thought
Australian hip hop's underrated, man.
Whenever they talk about it, I'm like, fuck, I forget about Australian hip hop, and I sit there and I'm like, yeah, I fuck with this.
I was thinking the other day about how good the Hilltop Hoods are.
Yeah, I was listening to Restrung.
Restrung.
That's such a good album.
I don't know why they didn't blow up overseas. It has to be their accent, because
there are so many Australians who hate Australian hip hop.
It might be the contents. I've played one of their albums once for Dad, and he's like, this is all very sad. Hmm. It could be that.
And they're like, and then people are like, I don't like the accent. I'm like, yeah, it's your fucking accent.
Yeah. Well, I think Carl holds that opinion.
And that's why he doesn't like UK.
He doesn't like UK. He likes the American sounding.
I'm like, brother.
Hey, he reckons my voice would be good for vocals on a song.
Damn.
Because I have range or something, I don't know. He's like, your voice.
There's so much dust in this bar, Matt.
There was some dust on this microphone. I tried to get off. I don't know if it picked
up. It's
been
like 2 weeks.
It has been 2 weeks. And I still need to upload one.
Yeah.
What's today? Saturday? I have 2 days to edit. I think the next... I uploaded that hour and a half one. There will probably be a noticeable audio quality. I spent a lot of time on the first episode of this new setup. And the second one, I kind of just like did it as quick as fucking possible.
Because that was a long one.
It was a long one. And I was like sitting at uni and I was just like...
Just let me out.
It'll probably be noticeable after the 20 or 30 minute mark.
Yeah, let me out of this mind.
I made it as nice as I could. I was listening back through it and I couldn't find any fucking problems. Yeah.
I don't know how we got an hour and a half episode. We just didn't shut up.
We didn't shut up. I put a new track at the start of that one. I'll probably do another one on the next one. Yeah, well, I would like to, I don't know. What games do you have? You have Mario Kart. You don't have Smash.
No.
We could just play Smash on your computer.
Yeah.
You have wired controllers, right? Yeah, so we bought cheap, shitty GameCube controllers from China, and they didn't last very long at all.
Yeah. And... I was like, oh, I don't feel like I'm not interested in Smash. But then re-listen to a Yard episode and they talk about Smash and I'm like, fuck, this just sounds so hype.
It is very fun.
And like, I don't know, I enjoy it, but it's like, I've got to just learn what the fuck I'm doing.
I also have to learn. I have good basics, but turning from a good ultimate player to a good melee player is hard.
It's got the same thing of League where it's like you're versing people who've been playing it 4 years and who are... addicted.
Okay. There is a ROM that I can download that will teach you all of the things and you'll be as good as those people in a short time frame. You just need to grind it out.
Yeah.
It is like, you know how when you play like Street Fighter or Guilty Gear?
Yeah.
There's like, you can pick a character and then train just their tech.
Yeah.
It's like that, but for Smash.
Okay.
And there's like a keep up the ball thing. There's a learn these and like keep resetting to keep doing it.
Okay.
It's called Uncle Punch.
Actually, that sounds pretty helpful.
There's a video on how to do all the things, or just a website to teach you all of the binds for it. And then you just plug it.
Because it's like, I enjoy it. Because it is fun.
We are looking at going to a tournament.
Yeah, so because we're in Sydney the start of next year.
I've been convinced to go to a Dua Lipa concert.
Yeah.
So have you.
Yeah. The night before, I'm like, hey, I don't get a ticket. I don't mind. I'm like,
dude, we missed out on getting tickets to Melbourne because they sold out in like 2 to 6 minutes. So we got in Sydney ones. I'm like, I'll go because it'll be a good trip. It's like there's 10 of us going.
Yeah.
We're rolling deep. But I've also heard that Sydney nightlife is shit.
Yeah. Because
everything shuts early.
They shut real early.
Where is Bondi?
In Sydney.
Where is King Cross?
In Sydney. Like it's in
do
the
they
center.
Shut early because of how bad it would get at those places?
Yeah, they shut because they've had like, it gets bad here. Like later into the night, it gets pretty bad.
Yeah, but at least our shit's open until the sun's up.
Yeah, so ours isn't.
Oh, I thought it was. I've never been here until the sun's up, so I just assumed it
ours shuts at like 3.
Yeah, that's better than shutting at 9 and 10.
They usually shut at like midnight.
Oh, then where the fuck? Okay, Google lied to me then.
Though some of them do shut early though.
Yeah, there was people complaining like, why is everything?
Well,
because
it's
like
Sydney. A lot of Australian cities have such a bad issue with just fighting.
That doesn't make any sense to me. That sounds like a foreign problem.
But it's also the thing of now that those places shut early, all these people who've been drinking kind of just get put on the street, and then they stop.
Is it called
a
King Hit because it invented in King Cross?
That's a good question.
Was it a King Hit before then? Or was it just a coward punch?
It's the same thing.
Is a sucker punch is also the same thing?
Isn't a sucker punch to like the front of the face?
Oh, okay. It's an unprotected hit to the head.
Yeah. But then as like a coward... a King Hit is like when you just come from the top. Like you do a big overhand.
Yeah, like a monkey.
Yeah, so from like any direction. Yeah, coward punches, to the back of the head.
Right in the back.
And then a sucker punch, I think, is just an unprotected, like, I think, oh, that's
it. It's like squares and rectangles?
No, a sucker punch is like you just go up and just punch someone in the face.
And they don't block.
It's a sucker. Because it's like, there's no fight, you just go, you're a sucker. Like, you go up and you just fucking boof.
I can't wait to be in Sydney and I get to win a fight in front of all of my friends.
No, don't get into a fight
in Sydney. I won't. It'll be started by someone else from me doing nothing. That's not the plan. I'm just saying that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, they got to...
Because our friend Luke will get attacked at town for doing nothing. And I anticipate... Don't make that face.
Nothing?
He doesn't do anything wrong, okay? He's just himself. And he's a very loud... He's a big personality, all right?
So do you.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So someone's going to see me as... And they're going to be jealous of me.
We've had no issues in Melbourne.
Yeah, everyone's pussy in Melbourne. Dude, when we go to town out here, when we go to the clubs, it's like a sardine tin and you got to fight to have your spot on the floor. Out of Melbourne, everyone's just like gets out of your way. Maybe we're just big and scary.
I think because they're just respectable people.
No, they're all terrified.
I think they're just a normal person. They're just like, all right, I'll get out of the way.
So all of our cohorts from our town are not respectable.
Then you go to regional Melbourne and it's pretty bad. Because that's all they're talking about, the boys out at Bacchus.
Dude, we went to Bacchus when it was dead.
Well, we went on a fucking Sunday arvo.
Yeah, it was fucking...
And that shit was dead.
It was great. It was cold. I've never gone out
but
so
they talk
much
about how there's... The Melbourne boys about how, like, Friday nights, there's always a fight there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what the Elton John song is about. But it's a Saturday.
Saturday night.
It's the idea that there's just, you know... Dude, Riley at the... Have we talked about this?
No.
We're going to ski mask in November. Riley wants to not participate in a fight, but start one. He wants to be an instigator.
Yes, he has said so. Yeah.
And Gratian, our friend from Melbourne, is just like, fuck yeah, I'll fight.
Yeah, yes. I do remember, Riley said, and Gratian was like, Okay,
what song would be the hardest one on the 11th Dimension album to start a fight to? Surely it would be like, No, it wouldn't be What Do You Mean? It'd be like Tuk Tuk or like
Mandalorian
or Frozen one.
I think Hulk.
I'm green like the Hulk.
I think the easiest one would be like Burn the Hood.
Burn the Hood?
Yeah.
Which one's that?
Ski Mask.
Is that off the new album?
No, that's not.
I was going to say, is that off the You Will Regret tape?
Let's see.
I don't know his full discography. I just know Stokely, majority of the shit off You Will Regret.
Burn the Hoods.
And 11th Dimension. Because I've been told not to listen to the Sin City tape because it was bad. But I'll probably end up listening to it anyway before we go.
Let me find out when this came from.
All right.
2020.
Oh, that was around... Was it a single?
Yeah. It's not that long ago, yeah.
Yeah. So in preparation for this Dua Lipa thing, before I even knew I was going, I sent Truey like... it was like Isolation by Kaliuchis or Where the Butterflies Go in the Rain by Ravina.
Yeah.
And he just instantly sent me back like the deluxe Moonlight edition of Future Nostalgia.
Damn.
I was like, all right, whatever.
Damn.
He clearly has his favorite female artist. I'll just listen to yeah. Like, he's like, oh, Mitchell sent me Girl. I'll send him back another Girl. Yeah,
another, and it's the same Girl.
Yeah. So I was just be like, whatever, Dua Lipa is cool. I'll listen to it. It was like, I can understand why this can brainwash the mainstream.
Yeah.
Like, because I sent to Elise a Brockhampton song that featured Dua Lipa, and I was like, this is the first Dua Lipa song I remember hearing.
Yeah.
She was like, you didn't hear like One Kiss or like, and then she listed all these other ones. I'm like, oh yeah, those were in like movies.
Yeah.
But I didn't know they were her. So I don't think that counts. Because like for a lot of people, I can remember the first song of theirs I heard.
I think, the first Post Malone song I heard was probably Rockstar.
Yeah, right?
Because that shit was inescapable when it came out.
That's a good point. Hilltop Hoods, Speaking in Tongues.
No, Hilltop Hoods, Cosby Sweater.
Cosby Sweater.
That was the first one I heard.
Speaking in Tongues is interesting because it features Black Thought, who I ended up liking like half a decade later because I found out he was a guy.
Cosby Sweater is always on Australian radio.
It is always on. It's always on along with Nosebleed Section.
Yeah. Well, the Great
that,
Expanse.
Chase the Feeling.
The Great Expanse, their like recent album as well.
Are they doing another one? I've heard rumoring and murmurs that they will.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I want them to go back to their old shit, although they never will. Like The Calling and State of the Art.
Yeah.
We need to revive Australian hip hop. Fuck all the new sound I'm trying to make with my music. Let's just
fuck the shit I'm making.
Fuck the new cool things I'm working on. Let's bring back the old sound. Yeah, we need to get our Australian Bogan accents hip-hop. Going.
Yeah. They're all... It is just funny to hear and you're like, yeah, I know what they're talking about.
Dude, there's... Oh my God. There's these guys called the Funk Oars. One word, funk.
I think I've heard...
Oars glued together. They're on the label with Hilltop Hoods and they have a couple songs of them.
That's probably where I've seen the name.
But they have, what's it called? It is a really good album, like front to back. It's called The Quickening.
Yeah.
And the cover for it looks like a movie poster. The Quickening.
A Core Stadium's almost sold out.
For the final?
Yeah, no, for today. It's at a Core.
Ah, true. Yeah, look at that shit.
Fucking packed. Yes, that's where I've seen them.
Do you
sent it to
homework?
Me. You've sent it to me.
And did you?
You did, yeah.
Yeah, no, I definitely ago, yeah. did. This album, bro, do your homework. Hit up The Quickening by the Funk Oars.
Yeah.
I know you're listening, Grant.
Hit the shit live.
He's been posting Grant? In the Insta notes recently.
You know
like
who's also been listening?
MF Doom tracks.
Michael. Michael been listening.
I feel bad for him.
Hey, Michael.
Michael's been listening?
Yeah.
What does he do when he listens?
At work. He listens at work.
What does he do?
He's a
laborer, right?
No, there's something to do with firewood.
He's a lumberyak?
I don't think exactly, but
or
yeah, it's something to do with firewood.
Wood,
I don't know.
Untreat the wood.
Something to do with firewood.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've heard him talk about like how he's not going to shampoo his hair every day of the week because he's just going to get fucked up again when he goes to work the next day. So he only like properly washes his hair.
Well, you shouldn't shampoo it every night.
Well...
You shouldn't.
Well, I was going through a... Should you condition?
You shouldn't, like, use either every single night.
Well, I went through a phase... I went through phases of experimenting, and I found no difference to my discernible hair health. It's funny.
It can't be worse because Matthew only found out last year what conditioner was. Bro's been raw shampooing his hair every day.
Okay, wait. Let's get this straight. This is boy chat right now. Shampoo cleanses, but it also fucks your hair.
It strips out like all the oils.
Yes,
and stuff,
and the conditioner helps it replenish.
Yeah, it conditions the hair.
Okay. Because I went through a phase of like conditioning every night and only shampooing every second. Yeah. My hair was silky. It felt nice.
Yeah.
During that phase. And now I'm just back on the bottle says every day. Shampoo, yeah. Little amount of shampoo, little amount of conditioner. Like a 5 cent or less coin. Like barely.
That's the problem with having all this hair. Washing it is a fucking pain in the ass.
I don't know how to look after it. That's why for people who wonder why boys like to shave their head randomly like it's the season.
Yeah, I don't know how to look
after it. I don't like to look after my fucking hair. So I just shaving it is a very good solution. Although I got an evil Instagram reel about products men should have. One of them is literally it sounds like the elixir. It is just this shit that you rub in parts of your like beard or like your hairline and it helps your hair come back. Sounds like fucking snake oil.
Yeah.
But then I click CBD through this shit and this person is like a dermatologist. And I'm just like,
Okay.
Dermatology is all bullshit.
I don't think.
No, there is this podcast Dad sent me, and it's a science podcast, and they talk about how skincare is just all like girl power and fucking fake promises. Mm-hmm. And dermatology, like there is dermatology that's real, but then it'll come to a point where there's just nothing you can do about your pimples, young ma'am.
Yeah, but I think washing your skin's important.
Oh yeah, washing your skin's important.
Keeping it nice.
Yeah. I've been washing my skin and my sister says it looks clearer. All I can see are like the singular pimples that I don't like, but I don't, whatever. Dermatology's bullshit. You hear that? You should only do what chinchilla does. You should only have a dirt bath. You should only dude, have you ever had a dirt bath before?
No.
Oh, neither have I.
So why would I have had a dirt bath?
I feel like it would feel really cool.
You just roll it in dirt.
Yeah, like really fine dirt. Out in the wastes.
Just some nice like sand dirt.
Dude, have you ever watched a video of a chinchilla hitting a dirt bath?
Yeah.
It looks fucking cool. I guess I'm not covered in fur, so it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't feel as nice.
Dude, dirt bath, and then I roll around in the grass and I'm done. Next time we go camping, that's what I'm going
to do. Please do that.
You say please,
bro,
do?
You say next time we go camping, we keep saying we're going to go camping and then we don't.
All right, well, I don't really want to do it now because it's getting really fucking hot. Dude.
Yeah.
It was like a stable 26 for a while as a high, and then it went to 28, then it went to 32, or like 34 today.
Yeah. It's getting warm again.
Get the fuck out of here, man. That's ridiculous.
It's getting warm again.
We should have told people to bring chairs to this.
I've got a couple of chairs.
Okay. She'll be right.
We'll probably move in some. Yeah, so.
Are we setting the telly up in the garage for this game?
No, we're just going to watch it here.
Okay.
I mean, cool. That's just the easiest.
Yeah.
And also, so I was going to do it in like the main bit of the house, but I don't really care if a drink gets spilled on like this stuff.
Well, we're not going to leave that.
We're not going to leave this here.
We're not leaving the podcast set up on the
table. But like, because there's another cow rug inside, which I don't want to get stuff.
Is it
that
a nicer one?
Yeah. It's a newer one. That one's old.
That one's worn. It's a big cow.
Yeah.
If I was that big of a cow, I'd be
Do you
home.
Fuck with it, the cow rug?
I like the cow rug. I just don't like how when there was a desk on this table on it,
it
would
gets
curl
caught
at the edges.
Yeah.
And I would like lift it onto the cow rug and then somehow it would magically...
Yeah, bro, it does that all the fucking time. It drives me insane.
It's like
sometimes.
There's gremlins in this room.
Just fucking with it.
Their only job is to make sure the cow rug curls into the table.
And it's just an extra 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I got, you know those stick vacuums? But they've got no cord or anything. They're just
Dyson?
The battery ones? Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, those are hype.
Did you get one?
Yeah.
So have you given up on the Roomba?
No, I've still got the Roomba.
Okay.
But like just vacuuming is so much better. Just
when I was interning at my IT place, they got me to like factory reset Chappie, the robo vacuum cleaner, because he was acting up. So now I probably still have the login, and I can just make him go and that thing I found out while trying to like, they were like, I just figure out what model it is, figure it out. I was like, whatever. It's like a $2,000 robotic vacuum cleaner.
Damn.
It has like a base, it has like a mop, and like it has
those mop ones are so cool.
Yeah, and it like it shows you on your phone the map it draws of the room.
I think mine does that.
It's really fucking cool. Might have deleted the app, so I might not be able to control the robot anymore, which is like, whatever, I don't care. Oh no, I still have it. Did I save the login password? I don't care. Oh my god, I can make him start. Start. He's going. I mean, they liked me there. They said I'm welcome back whenever, and they'll basically give me a job.
Yeah, that's the map.
Yeah, it looked very similar to that. Wait, what's the app called?
iRobot.
Okay, it's a different one. Looks very similar there.
Yeah, mine's like a cheap, like 200.
Wait, did I actually make the vacuum go? I hope one of them's there. I don't know why they'd be there on the weekend. They're busy blokes.
It just gets stuck. They come in on Monday, they're like, oh, fuck.
It's a flat ass. Dude, you have the canyon of death in your room that the robot gets stuck in. They don't have that there.
The canyon of death, man. Driving.
And I'm pretty
insane.
Sure this one had a feature where if it like sees stairs, it doesn't kill itself.
Bro, those rumors that just kill
them,
that just jump off the
them.
Edge.
That should just be built into them.
It's just looking down, it's like, it's the time.
I must keep going. Where's the wall?
And it's just a whoom.
Dude,
into the abyss.
Someone needs to code one of them to like skateboard and drift down the and like grind down the stairs. I reckon that's the move. I reckon that's the play.
Could be the move.
Could be the move. Dude, the what's the move? Ooh, could be the move. I follow that could be the move page.
I love
it's
that.
Really funny.
I also follow like Friday Beer one.
Friday Beer. And oh wait, like, is it
beer?
It was like me when I clock out on Friday and it's like the guy breaking the world record for most bottles opened.
Also, the sick thing about today's Wallabies game, James Slipper becomes the most capped Wallaby ever.
Is he a W-mans?
He's a prop. He's W-mans. He
is prop number 9 like it is in footy?
No, it's 1 and 3 are props.
How does the numbering work?
So 1 to 8 is your forwards. And
okay,
then
right. It's the opposite
9 to
of
15
league.
Is your backs.
Okay.
A 15 in union is a fullback. 11 and 14 are
is
wings.
The numbering because of ego? Is the back row being 1 to 8, 1 to 7 in league because they like the cooler number? And
I've
in
got
union
no idea.
They're more humble and the guys who do all the actual hard work get the cool numbers.
Real shit.
I like Kyle Felt because he scores tries and makes me money. But like,
didn't make me money last night.
No, he didn't make me no. But like, in
neither
general,
did Jason Horn Francis.
I am up off Kyle Felt's existence than if not. So
yeah.
But like, he gets the cool number 2 jersey.
Yeah.
But all of his work is only done in the corner, as opposed to like Ruben Kobloff and his hard work in the center.
Oh, so 3 years ago today, when we're talking about Wallabies, and you're talking about James Slipper, a sound bloke.
Mm-hmm.
3 years ago today, met all the Wallabies, went to their open training, and I got to like have a photo with all them.
Yeah.
And like, he was legitimately like interested in having a conversation with me because we play the same position.
Yeah.
That was really sick. I really like him because he was like, oh, so you're a prop? And he was talking to me just about prop stuff. And then I was asking like all this like, international scrumming and how he does this and how he sets up for this. And it was actually very in-depth. I learned so much.
Did you learn about how to verse people who don't speak English?
I learned all the dark arts. And that is what they call...
Hand technique on how to make someone bust a nut.
That's what they call the dark magic that props do.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of illegal things that you do in a scrum to win it.
Are they the one at the back of it?
No, they're at the front.
Okay.
And there's boring in. Where I like when we're pushing together, I start digging my head into like your neck.
Oh yeah, that's all part of the scrum,
which is illegal. Is but you got to do it like hit, like hidden.
The referee sees that shit. There's so much shit to look for in scrum.
Yeah.
Is the one at the back, dude? Is the one at the back like Spider-Man on the boat?
A little.
I guess everyone's
the
pushing
more
forward.
Spider-Man on the boat are like the two who are in between the props. You know who like start on the ground like near a lock.
Mm.
They're more Spider-Man because they're like pulling the props and the hookers together and like kind of holding them back.
Okay, right.
Before the scrumming, because the scrum can only start pushing against each other once the ball's in.
Yes.
So when they crouch bind set and when the ball goes in, they've like touching, but they can't like push. And because the props at the front are full, like a crash over, they can't really control. Like, they can, like, kind of lean back, but they can't lean back too far.
Right.
So the person behind them is, like, yanking them back and keeping them tight.
Dude. I'm going to have to look at a diagram. This game will be really good, I reckon.
I'll pull up a diagram of a scrum.
Yeah. I just don't want what happened to the, in the Argentina.
I will get to see me crash out again.
Dude, I'm going to be awake the whole time this time. Yeah. That was the problem. I woke up to you spiking a 4X half drunken can into the corner of your room. Like, I would never. Like, I would never. The
And then I scald. And then 6 a.m. I scald a can of 4X.
I woke up to that and I was like, I'm just going to play dead. You were being very scary.
Troy was looking at me like he was sitting as far as he could from the couch.
Was he also watching the game?
He was like, yeah, he was like halfway, yeah. But like when I was up and about, he was like...
It was ridiculous. I just couldn't believe it.
Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Lou said prop, that's me. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Hooker, two. Your other prop. And then these.
What is the loose and the tight head difference?
So I will only have a head on the left side of my face,
mm-hmm.
but a tight head will have a head on either side of it.
Okay, right, yeah. Google a scrum hooker. Diagram, guys.
Second row are your locks, and they're like pulling it together and like pulling them back. You've got your flankers who sit on the outside, who they bind and they push, but they're more of like the eight.
Are they steering? Are they like turning the push?
That's also what eight does.
Dude, eight looks like he's doing so much. Dude, no. What is number eight's name?
They're just eight. They're just number eight.
Called eight.
So they will either just pick and go with the ball from the back of the ruck, like once it comes out, like they just pick and go, or they keep the ball at their feet for the scrum half to feed. And then the flankers... They got open side and blind side, and they're looking for if the eight runs it, or like the nine runs it, or if it's just a quick ball.
So who normally gets? Can anyone get the ball in the scrum? The one that they push over the line that scores the try?
It'll usually be like eight. We'll have the ball at the back, or that they'll be like holding it at their foot, because they can't be holding like the ball.
And people outside the scrum can't fuck with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then there's like a mall. Where it's just a big group, like where it tackles, where a person's running to lunch and you're just pushing.
Yeah.
That's a mall. And then, people can join them.
Yeah.
And then usually the person at the back will be holding the ball and then they break away. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I would love to... I wish my body was built more for contact sport.
I think... I want to show you... a video after this of how like a scrum properly setting, because
okay, what if we sorry go
it's very
on.
Cool
what if we got like the world record weightlifter for the best squat,
so Eddie Hall,
yep, and we put him at number eight.
I mean, you'd put him into second row or prop.
Oh, okay.
Because that's where most of the power is.
Number eight
from.
Doesn't. Because
eight pushes.
The way that diagram looked, it looked like he could just like put everyone on his back and like give everyone.
Well, yeah. He's pushing there, but he's like.
Like lift everyone off the ground. That's why he has to be the best.
It's
squatter.
Usually like the second row, the locks are putting in like the most.
Okay.
Because they've got their body in the best position
for anyone to just like pick up the enemy team. Oh, I guess that's what happens when you push hard enough.
Yeah,
they just lose footing.
So when you're pushing, you're not usually not pushing straight. You're like pushing and then kind of pushing them up.
Yeah, because if you push straight against them, it'll be like a rock and a hard place.
Yeah, there is also that scrum where it's just so both teams are so evenly matched. It's just just there.
When one team is clearly better than the other, do they just trample over them like cattle?
Yeah.
Damn.
There is a very scarring. There is a scarring moment from years ago.
Where they ran over by like the cherry blossoms.
Prop got injured. Our scrum was absolutely horrendous. And we were versing the French, I think. And I just remember this referee having us go uncontested because our scrum was too weak, which like never happens in international rugby.
Wait, what?
Yeah, our scrum was too weak that it was like dangerous for us to go against because they would just run us over.
So they're just...
So the ref went, gold scrum too weak. Uncontested, and that will never leave my mind.
What does that mean? So what happened?
They're uncontested scrums.
So they just got to tap the ball?
Yeah, so it then just turned into a league scrum. Where you just there kind of sit.
It's like how we can opt to do that at sevens.
Yeah.
And it was just a three-person nothing scrum.
Yeah. Well, it would still be all eight people in it, but that you just wouldn't be pushing.
Damn.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
So we are on our Japan trip at the end of the year, we are planning to see a rugby game.
Yeah, that'd be...
We are watching the one that Will has picked out from all of them, because they don't have a time yet, they just have a date. We are watching the Tokyo Sun Goliaths versus like the Toyota something.
That'd be kind of heat.
And I want the Sun Goliath jersey. I want to buy it.
Yeah?
Because the hold up. Sun Goliath. It is yellow and it has a big monkey on it. It has Donkey Kong on it.
That's heat.
And it's like, that's great because it already matches with all my colors and it's just yellow. And it's like pretty close to Australia.
Looks very much like a Hurricanes jersey. Wow.
Hurricane is...
New Zealand Super Rugby team.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Who was the fucking Melbourne one that had a cool name?
Melbourne Rebels?
No, the other one. Or maybe it was Hurricane all along.
That was only Melbourne.
Okay, it was
probably they don't exist anymore.
Oh.
Melbourne Rebels?
Never mind then. Yeah, so we're watching like... It's not first grade. It's like... I guess it's like watching the Queensland Reds play. But we're going to go see it in Japan.
Yeah.
The Japanese version of it. Dude, I am as it stands, I'm just going to barely make it. I have now been booked into like five trips within the next...
Yeah.
6 or 9 months.
Mm.
My Christmas present, I'm going to be like, Santa, parents, please. Please give me only yen.
remember at the start of the year, you're like, yeah, bro, I'm going to be breaded up. And now you're going on so many trips.
Yeah, because I've actually, you know what I've done to make me realize this? I've actually booked all the flights for all the trips. I only originally had Japan booked and the skiing, but I've gone through and booked all my flights.
Did we not tell you this would happen?
Yeah, but I didn't. I was like, this is what my annualized salary is, guys. Problem is, I have taken Monday and Wednesday's nights off for Oztag. I've taken Tuesdays off and Wednesday whole days off for uni. I basically, because it was at a point where I was earning a lot every week, and now I do too much and I don't work enough. I'm going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but I'm going to be fine.
It's just funny.
It is just going to be like, parents, the only one I'm going to need help on is Japan, maybe. The rest of them are fine. Because I'll get like three weeks of work in between.
That's why I'm happy I'm only in Brisbane for like
Travelers. Oh, 2 days. Dude, so, like, money. When I was like, how long were we in Melbourne for ski, bro? And he's like, 5 days. And I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. So, you know how you were talking about how like you're not going to like spend money in Melbourne?
I'm not.
Zane's like, oh yeah, we're going out every night.
Yeah, I'm not. We can go out every night and I'm going to be the guy who's, I'm going to be like Jack Harlow. I'm going to be drinking water and wearing protection. I'm going to need to be wearing protection around Zane, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, from all the videos I've seen Zane take when he's out on his like rep trips for sport.
Yeah.
He seems like a fiend.
Fiend?
Yeah. So.
I think they're fiending.
Oh, did you tell him how I plan on being frugal in Melbourne? And his response is that they're going out of it. They can go out every night all they fucking want. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my running shoes. I'm going to bed early. I'm going to go out and like go hard one night out of the five. Like, I am not going to be spending all that much. Oh, you know what, though? Making food at the room is going to be just as expensive as going out, though. Isn't groceries expensive in the city?
It depends what you get. It can be cheaper just overall.
Yeah, I'm going to get a kilo of rice and, like, five cans of tuna. Tuna and rice. My bougie night will be a chicken and rice night.
Chicken and rice, that's a bougie night.
I'll bring the seed, dude. Do you reckon they'll let me bring the Master Foods little jars of seasoning through the fucking airport?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's in Australia.
Yeah. Well, don't they care about, you can't take bananas on the plane. I thought food was like, some foods aren't allowed because of biocontamination.
I don't think so.
Did you know you can't take bananas across the border?
Yeah.
You have to throw them out. That's so fucking stupid.
Bananas, sugarcane, and there's something else.
Why?
That's a question for my dad.
Okay. Is there, do we import bananas from anywhere around the world? We probably don't.
Yeah, I don't think
we have really a lot of bananas here. Yeah, I like eating bananas. I should have bought one before I came here.
There were so many in the fruit bowl. I don't think I've had any bananas.
We have so many in the fruit bowl. Mum's buying more. Because bananas. Instead of complaining about me eating 2 to 4 bananas a day, she's just adapted to buying more of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've come up on an hour.
That's why my parents are like, you drink so much light milk, and now they're just like, they buy a lot of light milk.
Mum is still contesting my drinking of the full cream milk. She's like, you can't have the full cream because of blah, 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 blah.
I hate full cream milk. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, well,
I've always had light milk.
Oh, well, she buys lactose-free, you know, like the water that it is just white water.
The rest of my family drinks like the soy milk, the almond milk. And I'm like, she gets all that shit out of there.
She literally saw my full cream milk, poured out like half a liter of what was left and replaced it with like fake milk.
My mother has done the same thing to me. It's so much.
I was like, bro, I brought that. I bought that for myself.
I'm like, why are you fucking with my milk, woman?
Like, I understand that if you buy the milk, that's cool, but I bought that milk.
Yeah. And I'm just like, why are you trying to trick me? Your own son.
Oh, no, she didn't. Wait, she poured it in the full cream bottle?
Yes.
Okay, my mum didn't do that. No. She just threw the milk.
No, my mother. And I'll have a glass and she's just there looking at me. I'm like, yeah, I can taste the difference, mother.
One of them tastes like milk and one of them tastes like candy water.
This thing tastes like a fucking almond.
Yeah. No, they all taste too sweet to me. It's like how Ice Break Dares just tastes like candy water to me.
Oh, right. I had one of those, those Ice Break iced coffees.
Just like the brown bottle one? Yeah.
Before I'm like, oh, fuck, this is sweet.
It is really sweet. Holy moly. The only one that isn't sweet, but it just tastes like, it's like the black one with 4 shots in it. Yeah. And it has dark chocolate. Those are good.
Because when I make a coffee at home, if I want like a little bit of sweetener in it, I put like the sugar-free sweetener in it.
Stevia.
Yeah.
Dude, my phone would be hanging on Stevia. Have anything.
Well, I don't think it... Or no, sativa is the drug, isn't it?
Sativa is is a strand of weed.
Yeah.
No, but what is it? Yeah, sativa and indica.
Yeah.
I don't know why I know that, guys.
I know, yeah. We're up on our hour mark.
No, wait, hold on.
Oh.
Motherfuckers who don't trust stevia milk are probably the same motherfuckers who don't believe in Pay ID.
And they probably don't trust Bluetooth.
You know there are conspiracy theorists that don't fuck with Pay ID?
Yeah, there's a lot of people who don't fuck with like card.
Because they're scared that the government knows that they exist.
The banks are going to take their money.
But the issue is the banks already know who they are. The government and the banks already know who you are.
I have $10,000 of cash under my bed ATO. It's all unclaimed.
That's very American of you.
It's all unclaimed. I have so much unclaimed income.
Dude, did you know that even if it's cash, the government, they know?
Yeah. Well, because it's usually too much of a hassle to...
No, but they know. If you do all your shit in cash, they still know.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. Because they do, what's it called?
They do money tracking.
It's like unexplained wealth.
Yeah, but I don't know how they would know. How would they know I mowed someone's lawn for $200?
Well, so how they do it with like money laundering businesses, they go to someone who's... They see someone who's like unemployed, doesn't have like a regular income.
Oh, and it's about the money you're spending.
Yeah, and then they just see they've got like big frivolous purchases and they're like, yeah, well, how the fuck's he getting this money then?
No, but they know before they even come to your house.
Yeah. That's how they check. That's how they get ready to go to your house. They look, they see this stuff.
How? Yeah, okay.
Because they'll go to a car dealership, they'll be like, oh, has this person bought anything?
Oh, to be in the system because you
when you buy a house
or
an apartment, yeah, it's under your name. They're going to see it.
Dude, so... We're getting lit tonight.
Yeah.
Watching the footy, playing some beer. Cut.
Yeah.
I was originally going to work 10 to 3. Mm-hmm. The boss swapped a bunch of shifts around because there's like a footy function going on. There's like a carnival.
Yeah.
And they've brought out there, they have like a stall with like a fryer and a grill and they're just making Cali's and chips.
Yeah.
Cali smash burger. And I basically swapped around. I am now working at 12 to 9 tomorrow. So it's longer, but I start 2 hours later. I was like, that's chill. And the guy who swapped out, he's like, yeah, you're coming to the footy. Wear like clothes, shoe. Wear like nice shirt, whatever. I don't care. I'm paying you in cash. And I was like, bro, I want to get paid in cash. I want to get paid in no tax. No tax sounds great.
Damn, yeah, you don't get taxed on that. 9-hour shift, no tax. You hear that, ATO? How
fucking good that would be. I love seeing a $1,000 paycheck and then it says 700 something after tax. Kill me.
Mitchell has $7,000 in unpaid tax fines.
Actually, they paid me $7,000.
That would have been such a good note to end the episode on, but you had to fuck it.
I mean, I can just cut it.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think that's funny.